Good morning, 94.9 The Palm on the air. Sloan Spencer with you on the Morning Dive. We're joined by phone with someone who is so important to the world of music here in the Midlands that you might not know everything they do. I'm going to have them introduce themselves, tell you who they're with and what they're up to these days. Good morning.
Hi, my name is Jay Matheson, and I'm an audio engineer primarily. Studio I'm most often associated with, of course, is the Jam Room, which I've been running for many years. And I guess today we're going to talk about a new venture here, somewhat new, which is our mastering facility.
Well, I'm excited to be able to talk about this mastering facility because a couple of things. I am not a musician, but I have produced a couple of compilation albums for charity. And one of the things I had to learn about was mastering when I was putting those records together. It's kind of the musical mystery when it comes to really making a record ready for the public. In a nutshell, what's the basic version of what mastering is? And then let's come back and we'll talk more about it in a bit.
Well, I guess there's a couple of things that mastering does. Like I say, in relation to your compilation, you would receive finished mixes from all of the groups that you were working with, and those all have to sound good together. So that when the volume and the tonality have to blend, and it has to make sense as a cohesive record. And that's kind of difficult to do with home recording being what it is, and in production styles being so different in quality. Just, you know, you got something that's recorded at a fancy studio, another one does an acoustic and vocal on an iPhone and turns it in. And the mastering engineer has to make sense of all of that and make it all sound good together, even when the audio quality is completely different. Another aspect of mastering is also just to get your finished mixes from the artist or the studio or whoever's providing the finished mixes, and to make those just plain old sound better and be at proper level for whether it's streaming, CD, vinyl. All of those take somewhat different levels. There's a thing called the volume wars where everybody just jacks everything up wide open, and there's the point where streaming does not deal with that very well. You need to send, you know, different sorts of masters out for streaming. So, you know, when you're mastering a record, you listen to everything. You listen to the vocals, the drums, guitars, keyboards, whatever it is, whether it's a hip hop record or a metal record. And if the vocals are spiky and trebly or something like that, even though you've got the finished mix, you can actually go in and address that during mastering and make things sound a lot better.
Oh, yeah. So let's come back and talk more about this, because mastering really is what makes the record ready for the public. So stick around. Y'all got lots more to talk about with Jay Matheson of Jam Room Studio and also Midlands Audio Institute. So stick around. Lots more music on deck. 94.9 The Palm. Good morning. 94.9 The Palm on the air. Sloan Spencer with you on the Morning Dive. So we were talking this morning by phone with Jay Matheson of the Jam Room Studio. Now, you also offer classes through Midlands Audio Institute. Give us a quick overview of what that is.
Midlands Audio Institute basically teaches an audio engineering certificate program for Midlands Tech. And believe it or not, this is our 15th year of doing this. So basically, we teach classes for Midlands Tech, anything from recording, the music business, live sound production, digital music production, which is also known as beat making these days. And if you take all these classes and finish them, Midlands Tech awards you a certificate as an audio engineer. So it's a kind of thing for people that don't want to go to college and just want specific training on audio and don't have to all of a sudden do math, English on all these things that are not tied to their specific career goals.
Absolutely. And those classes start up every couple of months or so?
Well, basically, they follow the school year. We just started a round of classes, and they will end right before June. And if anybody wants to get on board, they'll basically start at the exact same time as the school year. Our classes begin in September, right after Labor Day. So if anybody's interested, we have, you know, the MidlandsAudioInstitute.com website where they can check it out. And there's actually a link there to take you to register at Midlands Tech. And you can also just call us or email us or whatever for more info about it.
Definitely. Midlands Tech makes it really easy to navigate that process as well. So we'll come back. We'll talk more about that whole mastering studio thing that y'all have at the Jam Room right now. Stick around. More music on the way at 94.9 The Palm. Hey, y'all. Sloan Spencer with you on the Morning Dive at 94.9 The Palm. We're chatting this morning with Jay Matheson of Jam Room Studio here in Columbia. So we were talking earlier that you all have a full-fledged mastering suite now, and that is the magic touch that all music needs before it is released to the public. Tell us a little bit more about that different kind of mastering that's necessary for, say, sending it to streaming services versus having vinyl pressed?
Well, basically, the streaming services, whether it's, you know, Bandcamp, Spotify, whatever, they have certain levels that they like to see come in. And if the levels are too low, they will turn them up. But if they're too loud, they will turn them down. And that can really make your music sound bad if you send out something that's not mastered properly. And it sounds real squished and just strained and like a bad MP3. That can happen if things aren't mastered properly and sent up to Bandcamp or, like I said, Spotify or your name, the 50 other places we all stream music from. You know, Amazon Music, everybody's got their own. I guess, you know, Spotify is a favorite lately. But they all have specifics. And sometimes they're all different. And when you try to get your music on these platforms, as musicians know that have tried to get their music distributed, you have to go through a thing called like TuneCore or DistroKid or something like that. And you send them the masters and they distribute it to all the platforms. Of course, Bandcamp you upload yourself, but most of these others. So you have to send one master out. So you have to kind of split the difference between the levels they might want. So different genres of music and such, I might send up a little hotter or not as hot so that it sounds best. You know, a lot of people just don't master the music per se, and they just put some plugins on it as they're doing their final mix. And it's something that should be addressed separately for best results, for sure, you know.
Yeah. As I said, I'm not a musician, just a big fan of music. And oh my goodness, you really hear the weaknesses in, especially when someone runs like a mastering plugin on something rather than having it properly mastered. Boy, it sounds awful in some of those streaming services.
Yeah, you know, I play music as well, and I recognize that if I try to record my own band and master it and all that, it's a mess, you know, and I do it for a living, you know, recording and such. And another thing you get from a mastering is a separate perspective. You know, it's in a different room. You know, our room is designed by a guy that designs mastering rooms all over the world. He set the whole thing up. It's our friend Stefan Hager from Germany. He lives in Cologne. And when he was in town, he's actually got some family in this area. He actually helped us launch the studio, and he designed the studio. So we're very lucky to have a partner that kind of got us started in the business. I also have a kind of a mentor up in Charlotte, North Carolina, at Studio B Mastering, Dave Harris. He's the guy that I've learned a lot from. I've gone to a lot of mastering sessions at his studio. So working with other mastering and engineers that are kind of big time guys really does bring up your game and some, you know, other people to talk to about to be able to provide a professional service that's not a hack job, you know.
Absolutely. And if you really want to get goosebumps hearing your own music, you need to hear it in the mastering suite after it's been properly professionally mastered. It will absolutely elevate the art that you are releasing. And it's very, very much worth being part of your budgeted plan for a record project. So stick around, y'all. We got lots more to talk about with Jay Matheson at Jam Room Studios and more here on 94.9 The Palm. Good morning, y'all. I'm Sloan Spencer, and this is The Morning Dive on 94.9 The Palm. We're hanging out by phone with Jay Matheson of Jam Room Studios here in Columbia. We've been talking this morning about mastering, that final step in getting your music ready for new listeners that really has some nuances that are important to know all about. So with the rise of DIY recordings and also online services that are available to help people with their music, there have been a few things that have come around that, let's just say, the technology's not there yet. What can an actual human-run mastering studio bring to that project?
I guess we're kind of talking about these places that you'll see a Facebook ad for where you can just upload a file and they'll master it for you for $10. There's even one service that'll actually do as many songs as you want for some sort of monthly fee or something like that. And that's just a really pretty terrible idea to try that. Mastering is done by somebody that has a long history of being familiar with a lot of genres of music. Music that you might not even listen to at home, but you know how they're supposed to sound. You know, a reggae record is supposed to sound a lot different from a metal record, a hip hop record, whatnot. And, you know, the thing is the monitoring environment is ridiculously important. Most mastering studios, they're going to have, you know, 20,000 plus invested in acoustic treatment and design, and just the monitors that they listen on. I mean, my monitors are like They cost like $15,000 for just the one pair of monitors. And you just can't hear stuff through, of course, a computer algorithm. I mean, I don't can't even go into much detail about how ridiculous I think that is to use to master something. Because, you know, one record might need to be brighter or darker than another record for genre. And, you know, I remember some friends of mine, most of the mastering I send out, people like it. But every now and then somebody says, hey, this is not right what we're looking for. This punk band, you know. They said, can you remaster this? We're not really happy with it. So I downloaded a song by the Descendants, which was their favorite band, and compared their song, and it didn't sound that much like it. And I mastered the record to sound more like a Descendants record, and it sounded totally different. I sent it back to them, and they freaked out. They thought it was just going to be a little better or a little different when I sent it back to them. But sometimes when you struggle with something, you'll even download a song and listen to something of that genre and say, what are these other guys doing, like the very best sounding band of this genre, and do something like that to help yourself see what other guys are doing or other people are doing with mastering. So, you know, it takes a personal interest in who you're working with and what their goals are. And obviously, an algorithm couldn't have done that for them. You know, what could they have done but run it through the same algorithm again and push the punk button instead of the pop button? You know, it's like those cheap stereos that have buttons for EQ for three different genres of music or something. That's no way to be mastering a record.
You are exactly right. What a great analogy on how that has worked for many folks. That brings up something that I have noticed quite a bit with bands that I know. Groups who have records that were not necessarily fully home recorded in the past, but records that they worked with, like, say, a friend's home studio. So they've released it. It's been out there. But now they're at the point of wanting to remaster something that exists. You can't, you know, make magic from something that doesn't have magic in the sauce already, so to speak. But you can improve some recordings.
Greatly. I just did a compilation for a local like indie label, and the stuff was all over the place. And sometimes you have to really work hard with some of these lo-fi recordings and things that, you know, some people have great musical talent, but their technical skills and the gear they have or whatever it might be is just not there at all yet. And, you know, we live in an era where people love to work with people that they think are good musicians as their producers. Sometimes that works out better than others, but sometimes the quality is terrible, and mastering can really look at what they were trying to do and help them achieve what they were actually going for. If they wanted it to be distorted or lo-fi or something more hi-fi, you can listen to it and usually see what their intention was and help them, you know, achieve what they were trying to do. And I think that, you know, I got music from all sorts of sources, and it's a label called Comfort Monk, which is a local indie label. And they sent it out for review. They said the first question they got was who mastered this, because the whole thing had a much better continuity than they were expecting from what was a lot of home recorded stuff since it was right when COVID started, you know.
Well, having been on the producer end of working with compilations, that is absolutely worth every penny of having someone come on board to provide for you in a professional manner. So how do folks get in touch with you if they are thinking of having either new music or perhaps some former masters remastered?
Well, the mastering studio is actually called Fisheye Mastering. We have an office here, and that office services the Jam Room, Midlands Audio Institute, the Boom Room, and it serves Fisheye Mastering. So that's the four things that we have going on over here. So you just call the same number, the 803-787-6908, or fisheyemastering@gmail.com as well. We're in the office weekdays, 10 to 5. We're one of the few facilities that has like a full-time office person. If you call the Jam Room, you're talking to an office manager or a general manager, not the answering machine. So you can get real time, unless he's busy doing something else at that moment. You can usually talk to a live person pretty quickly. You can even text us on our landline, the 787-6908 landline.
Well, that is fantastic. So go ahead and reach out if you're looking for professional recording studio services or Midlands Audio Institute or Fisheye Mastering or the Boom Room. They're all available in one great location right here in the Midlands. Go ahead and reach out to them today. We'll be staying true to the music here at 94.9 The Palm.